Section 3, The End of the War. As you read, look for events at the close of World War II, how the baby boom, the GI Bill of Rights, and the demand for consumer goods contributed to post-war prosperity, consequences of the Cold War on the world, the nation, and our state, terms, genocide, consumerism, post-war baby boom, GI Bill of Rights, Cold War, containment. By May of 1945, Germany had been crushed by American, French, and British troops from the west and Russian troops from the east. Hitler committed suicide, and Germany surrendered unconditionally to the Allies on May 8, 1945. The Allies then concentrated on Japan. That nation surrendered only after the United States demolished two of its major cities with atomic bombs. Japan's surrender on August 14, 1945, was the end of World War II. Only after the war did Americans fully realize the impact of Nazi Germany's wartime policy of extermination of Jews and other undesirables. The policy of genocide, the effort to wipe out an entire ethnic group, nearly accomplished its purpose, as approximately 6 million Jews were killed by the Nazis in the notorious concentration camps in Germany and German-controlled countries of Eastern Europe. Over 5 million non-Jews were also killed by the Germans. President Franklin D. Roosevelt served over 12 years as president through the difficult times of the Great Depression and World War II, but he did not live to see the end of the war. He had been in failing health and died in Warm Springs, Georgia, on April 12, 1945. He was succeeded by Vice President Harry S. Truman. The economy remains strong. Many people feared that when the war ended, the prosperity would also end. Times had been tough for South Carolina after the Civil War and after World War I. The end of wartime spending and all those servicemen returning to civilian life might cause an oversupply of workers, leading to unemployment. Government spending did slow down, some South Carolina bases closed, and the soldiers and sailors returned. But several factors kept the nation's and state's economies prosperous after the war. The rise of consumerism. One major boost to economic activity was all that money people had saved during the war. Another was everyone's backlog of needs and wants after the wartime scarcities. As industries shifted from producing tools of war to making automobiles, refrigerators, vacuum cleaners, and bicycles, South Carolinians, like all U.S. citizens, were lined up to buy. This demand and purchasing power kept industries humming and prosperity rolling. Americans got hooked on buying and using up goods at a high rate, a condition known as consumerism. Radio and the new television advertising increased the desire for more and more goods. Another factor that contributed to consumerism and the economy was the extraordinary increase in the birth rate called the post-war baby boom. With millions of service personnel coming home to relative prosperity, many families had children. The Depression had lowered the birth rate. After the war, the rate of birth exploded, and the baby boom continued for about 15 years. Post-war parents wanted their children to have more of the good things of life than their parents had been able to afford for them. Consumerism became established as the main driving force in the American economy. The GI Bill of Rights. Soldiers and sailors, called GIs, which stands for Government Issue, came home to civilian life with a congressional thank you for their service, the GI Bill of Rights. The GI Bill was helpful both to individual veterans and to the economy. Under the GI Bill of Rights, all war veterans could receive from the government tuition and living expenses for vocational training or a college degree. Over half took advantage of this educational opportunity. many were the first in their families to attend college. This helped broaden the middle class in South Carolina and in the nation. It also held many veterans off the job market as thousands of new students flooded into our state colleges and universities in the decade after the war. The GI Bill also provided unemployment compensation for 1 year, rarely needed, and provided assistance in buying homes. A veteran could buy a house for zero down payment and low monthly payments on a loan backed by the Veterans Administration. Many returning servicemen and women bought homes in the rapidly expanding suburbs. Like education, the housing loans contributed to an enlargement of the middle class. The GI Bill was one of the most far-reaching and important pieces of legislation ever passed by Congress. The Cold War. Another reason the post-war economy did not collapse was the beginning of another sort of war, the Cold War, the period after World War II that was marked by rivalry and distrust between the United States and the Soviet Union. Both the democratic capitalist United States and the totalitarian communist Soviet Union wanted to dominate the post-war world. Their ambitions placed them in dangerous competition that lasted for decades. The two nations developed and stockpiled nuclear weapons, tried to dominate space exploration, and competed for allies. Several times the rivalry nearly resulted in open warfare. As President Truman's Secretary of State, James F. Burns helped develop the policy of containment, which the United States maintained until the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. The policy was to try to contain Soviet power and territory within the boundaries it controlled in the early years after World War II. One method of containment was to help develop the United Nations, UN, as a means of international cooperation and conflict resolution. Another was to help the war-torn nations recover rapidly so they would not fall to communist rule. The Marshall Plan provided American grants, loans, and technical assistance to Western European nations. Its aim was to rebuild the nation's economies, cities, and infrastructures, transportation and communications systems, water systems, power plants, and schools. The aid helped them recover quickly and become allies and trading partners. A third American response to Soviet competition was the development of several military defense alliances. In each alliance, several nations committed themselves to defending each other against Soviet attack. The most important was NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. This pact with many nations of Europe remains the keystone of our mutual defense, even though the Cold War ended when the Soviet Union broke apart in 1991. Effects of the Cold War on South Carolina. The Cold War affected South Carolina and the nation in many ways. Defense of the country was an obsession with most American politicians. Several South Carolina military bases continued to be vital to preparing for possible war with communist nations. America never fought the Soviet Union directly, but we did engage in two serious wars of containment, the Korean War, 1950 to 1953, and the Vietnam War, 1965 to 1973. Several national defense projects were important to South Carolina. Federal aid to education, which was justified on the grounds it would help in defense, benefited South Carolina schools. The interstate highway system was begun in the 1950s as a defense measure. The new freeways would allow easier troop and supply movements and quicker evacuation of cities in case of attack. South Carolina gained several hundred miles of superb highways. The state had engaged in extensive road building also. Between 1935 and 1950, the state road system increased from 6,000 miles to 20,000 miles. Over 5,000 miles of highway were completed, and over 4,000 miles of country roads were paved between 1946 and 1950. The Savannah River Site. The most dramatic effect of the Cold War on South Carolina was the building of the Savannah River Site. The federal government built this enormous plant in the early 1950s to produce plutonium and tritium for America's nuclear weapons. The numerous manufacturing and waste storage facilities required 310 square miles of land in Aiken, Barnwell, and Allendale counties. The government bought the land and all the residents had to leave. The towns of Ellenton and Dunbarton and several smaller communities disappeared as 6,000 people moved out. New Ellenton sprang up near the plant. The population of Aiken and other towns increased dramatically for several years with the influx of 35,000 construction workers hired to build the facility. All the inconveniences were bearable because construction pumped money into the state's economy, $1 million every day. Do you remember? 1. Define in sentence form, post-war baby boom, Cold War, containment. 2. What horrible acts resulted from Nazi Germany's policy of genocide in World War II? 3. When and why was the Savannah River site built?